It's a pre-match warm-up. Ian Ryan for the Anfield Wrap as we look ahead to Crystal Palace on Monday night. Days have never been longer between games of football. I am convinced of that. But we edge closer, and we edge closer with Dan Austin, James Wilson and Neil Atkinson. We will, of course, get the Palace perspective in part two. But Neil, before we get stuck into what we think we'll see on Monday night, I want to spend the first part of the show getting inside the manager's head a little bit. It's a small sample size, I know, but do you think he would have learned anything at all that he didn't already know?
From the Fulham game?
Yeah. I think you can take the City game as well, because it was quite competitive in terms of the teams that took to the pitch and the way they played the game.
I think he's now got a... What he's got a good sample of from the two substitute appearances is against quite different sort of profiles of defenders, Darwin causes havoc. So City's defenders are all poised. They're all, you know, the idea that you know you've got to do well to get to them first and foremost. But when you get there, they'll be quite calm, and then you get to deal with Darwin. And then Fulham's defenders, who've just come from the Championship, who train with Mitrovic, you know, who know bits and pieces of what slightly chaotic football could be like. They go, good God, there's a lot of this, and what are we meant to do about it? They completely lose their heads. And I think that's his big sort of takeaway from both of those games, really. I think his other thing is, and it's interesting, you know, today he gives him the new contract. Well, he gets the new contract today, and it's not Klopp who gives it to him. But I think he'll be pleased with both of Elliot's cameos. I think there's enough in both of them for him to feel as though there's something he can take forward from this point. And then the other part of it's just, you know, is the idea of why does a midfield that... And central defensive partnership, both of them, because I think all five of the footballers in question are markedly worse against Fulham than they were against Manchester City. I think why is that sort of core of the thing I build all of this on? Why does it look really strong and solid against Manchester City and like it's never played footy before at times against Fulham? And I think that's more of a question for him, whether or not he finds out the answer to that. I think that's more of a question for him than anything else, and it's one that I'm sure he will be racking his brains on. Because if those games were the other way around, if, you know, this was League Game 3, League Game 1's Fulham, it goes the way it goes. League Games 2 City at Anfield, say, it goes the way it goes, and the result goes the way it goes, then that would make a lot more sense.